Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The bills make me wanna shout. Kick your heels up and shout. Throw your hands up and shout. Throw your head back and shout. Come on now, the bills are making it happen now. Stand up now, come on and shout. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Say you will.
Shout it right now, baby. Come on.
All right, I think we all know the rest of that song. And, of course, tomorrow the Buffalo Bills take on the Detroit Lions in Detroit, familiar ground for the Buffalo Bills. And a whole bunch of Bills fans, as you might imagine, have made their way to Motown. And one of them is right in the middle of it all. And I can see that on Life 360. Joining us is Gregory Booker Wells. Booker, how you doing? Booker?
Shizzle.
Yeah, hey, Shizzle. Okay, so first of all, I was kind of shocked that you were taking a bus to Detroit. Tell us how raucous and rowdy the bus trip was. Where did you leave from? How long did it take? All that kind of stuff.
We left from Orchard Park near O'Neill's, near the stadium. And we had two large charter buses, luxury buses, very nice. It was kind of rowdy, rowdy. And, of course, I had my crown piece to get people going.
Oh, jeez.
Wiggle, wiggle. And, of course, I checked in first.
Well, naturally.
Rooftop so, luxury.
Oh, rooftop luxury. Check you out.
Glad I'm with a dude.
With a dude. All right. That's
Marty.
That's great. You're with who?
I'm with my buddy Marty Carolla.
Oh, so of course you got luxury rooftop. All right. Booker is here with us on News Radio 930 WBEN. What was the mood on the bus like, Booker? Because you have gone to a few games, as you always do, every single year. And at the beginning of the year, obviously, there's a great deal of excitement. You came back from L.A. You had a little welcoming committee at the airport to welcome you back.
Appreciate that.
Indeed. Has there been a shift in the mood on the bus since the Bills' recent struggles?
You know what? When I first got on the bus, it was a bit morose, but as soon as I got on, everybody cheered up. We start singing and yelling. I start distributing crown peach. It was all good. Everybody's happy to be here, man. Expecting a victory, for sure.
Did you guys go through Canada or did you go through the States?
We had too many thugs to go through Canada. I wasn't one of them.
No, you were not.
I was the only Negro on the bus.
That's Booker, man. That's Gregory Booker Wells on News Radio. Dude, that almost got us in trouble in Canandaigua. Come on.
Yeah, you're right about that. Wiggle, wiggle.
Don't crack me up here. Booker is with us. He's already checked into Detroit, looking forward to the game. So tell me something. The hotel at which you are staying, can you walk like through a tunnel in Detroit from the hotel to the stadium?
No, it's not a tunnel. But, dude, I'm looking at the stadium right now. It's a block.
Wow.
Hilton Garden Inn, it's a block away, dude. And they got several bars in the vicinity, which I plan on visiting.
and very well enunciated, Booker. So,
well, I thank you so much.
Indeed. So,
God, let's, you know what I'm saying, bro.
don't crack me up. Booker is with us on WBN. Let's just talk about the Buffalo Bills, okay? As you look at the offense, dude, what is going on with Josh and the offense as you analyze the situation?
You know, what I'm going to say right now is he has spurts of greatness, and then he has brain farts. Unfortunately, I don't know if I can say fart on the radio.
Yes, you can say fart. Fart is acceptable.
Okay. He has spurts of greatness, then he has a brain fart. I'm hoping this game, from the beginning to the end, he has his spurts of greatness.
But
that's what I'm hoping.
You know the psychology of these guys. You know the psychology of quarterbacks. How can somebody start off all world and then regress so precipitously, starting with the second half of the Green Bay game?
You know what? It's just been like six quarters. I'm very chagrined about that. But let me tell you, it's an emotional game. It's a mental game. And once you have, like, he had six interceptions in the red zone before the last game, it's in his head. It's got to be in his head. When I look at the guy, he looks like his eyes are glazed. God bless him. But he'll come back. He's going to be the quarterback we had. And I think today or tomorrow he's going to produce 3-4 touchdowns.
Do you think the injury is to his elbow is more serious than they're letting on?
Nope. I think the concussion he had is more serious than what they're letting on.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Gregory
Booker Wells is with us. And how going into this game, how do you now assess the defense? Obviously, the Buffalo Bills are still out some starters and then some.
Well, they're missing Russo. They're missing Tremaine Adams. Our defensive backfield has got some issues. Thank God Poyer's back. And we got a great linebacker. He just got, what do you get, NFL linebacker of the week? But the defensive backfield, they're playing soft, dude. They're 10 yards off the receivers. They're afraid to cover man. So that hurts. And other teams are finding this out.
It's
not a good situation.
Somebody's talking in the background. What are they saying?
That's Marty, third down. They got third down issues.
Okay. Big time. Because, you know, Booker, every time, and maybe I'll show age here, I go back to this first Super Bowl against the New York Giants, and I forget how many times it was third and long, but they just couldn't stop the Giants on third and long. And it's almost like every game now for the past, three, four games, you're right. There's been a situation with third and long, and I always say, oh, great, now they've got us exactly where they want us.
Yep, go back to the Minnesota game. Jefferson makes that outstanding catch. Everybody makes outstanding catches against Buffalo. We're always on the NFL highlights, but it's the losing end, and it's the most outstanding catch of the day. You got Moss. But it's against Buffalo. Really?
Nobody
said anything about Diggs' great catch that game in Minnesota.
That was a terrific catch. Can you talk about the progress and advancement of Matt Milano?
Oh, he's a bad boy. He should be a Pro Bowler. I'm thinking he'll be a Pro Bowler. When he's in the lineup, you don't realize that last game he made several important plays, as did Poyer. It's a big difference when Poyer and Milano are in the lineup. He runs the plays in there, and he calls the plays in defensive scheme. So I'm looking forward to having Milano back in the lineup again, and I'm so happy Poyer's back in the lineup again, but I just hope they don't take advantage of our other defensive players, the corners in particular. And we need to get a better rush going on, too. Ed Oliver's a bad boy, but they're not sustaining a rush. They're not getting to the quarterback like they should be doing. I'm hoping they get to the quarterback tomorrow.
Well, let's talk about that.
Feel good.
Let's talk about the Von Miller situation. Is he living up to expectations?
You know what? Von Miller is on overdrive every play. He's just missing the guy. He is so just missing the guy at the end again. But I think he's up to his expectations. Tomorrow, I think he'll show out. It's not because of lack of hustle. because the guy is hustling his butt off. If you watch the games, he's always hustling his butt off. And the other guys are making plays because they're doubling Von Miller.
Indeed. Anything I did not ask you that you want to get in here, Mr. Booker?
You did not ask me if I'd rather be at the 33 speakeasy.
Okay, but, you know, I'm kind of curious you guys all went to Detroit, two charter buses in Detroit, and I'm sure people flew there, and I'm sure there's hundreds of other Buffalo Bills fans in Detroit. Aren't you going to miss getting together with friends and family for Thanksgiving?
Absolutely. I missed that part about it, but I had arranged this trip oodles and oodles of time, months ago, so I had to do it. I don't want to lose that money. I'm just a poor retired fireman.
Yeah. Booker, thank you.
I could say something else, but we won't.
Yeah, don't, because we'll both get canceled. Gregory Booker Wells, thank you very much for joining us. I say hopefully we all feel like we're kind of part of the party in Detroit, and you'll have to keep a running tally of all of the various taverns you happen to frequent.
Oh, it's about to get busy. We got the welcoming party in a couple hours.
All right. Well, I just want you to imagine that we're clinking glasses of Crown Peach right now. And what do we say?
Wiggle, wiggle with a shizzle, bizzle. This is how we do it.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
This is how we do it. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
You got it. All right. I will talk to you soon, my friend.
I love you, brother.
Love you too, man. I'll talk. Thanks. Thanks. Bye. Bye. Gregory Booker Wells on News Radio 930 WBEN. Talking about going out with him, we put pictures of it up on the Bowerly on WBEN Facebook page, but Booker mentioned he is a retired Buffalo firefighter, and a lot of companies were called into Western New York, a lot of departments were called into Western New York under mutual aid. So we were out over the weekend, and a bunch of guys from Rochester came in, so we felt that it was our duty as ambassadors of Western New York to make sure that they were treated to some fine chicken wings, and the wing of choice was Cajun dry rub, and they were very, very happy with their decision. And it was nice, frankly, to make the firefighters from Rochester. Did I say Detroit? I meant Rochester. They were from Rochester, New York, just so there's no confusion. But it was very nice to be able to do something nice for them and for those guys. And I wish we could have run into every firefighter and every other emergency person that was called in on a sudden basis because of the storm. But obviously, practically, that cannot be done. It is 2:48. Almost at News Radio 930 WBEN. Josh Schmidt is at Master Control. And we, programming-wise, I will be off tomorrow. On Friday, it will either be your humble host or his brother on the air on Friday from 2 to 6. We're going to take a wishbone, I think, tomorrow, and we're going to see who comes in tomorrow. Who comes in on Friday. I have no issue either way, one way or the other. But are you doing the Friday thing, Josh? Oh, you're going to be here. That might be the deal maker right there. Just saying. So we've got Thanksgiving coming up tomorrow. Okay, and we talked a little bit about this with David Bellavia as David Bellavia was wrapping up his program. But every year we seem to get into this debate, and every year people are very, very passionate about how they do their turkey, how they do their turkey. Now, a few years ago, I'm not sure exactly when this craze started, but people were into deep frying the turkey. Nothing like a deep fried turkey, they said. It is so crispy on the outside, and yet it is so deliciously tasty and moist on the inside. It's moist. Everybody's favorite word. Very moist on the inside. It's absolutely delicious. Now, some of us grew up with the turkey in the oven. And do you remember being a little kid and waking up on Thanksgiving morning and that incredible aroma of turkey which permeated the house? Anybody remember that? It is, especially when you are a kid, it is a feeling and a sensation to your senses like few other things. There is a delicious aroma that turkey puts out, and you can imagine it right now. As I talk about it, you are imagining it. And way back when, in the 1960s, I had two brothers, Dick and Bill. Bill is no longer with us, but every Thanksgiving morning, what they would do is set up little green army men and soldiers upstairs. The entire upstairs bedroom was taken up with a mock battle. I was not allowed to take part, being the youngest of the family by many, many years. Can you say accident? Accident. So anyway, that's what they would do every Thanksgiving. But we were an oven-roasted turkey family. That is how it was done. And in our family, and maybe it was the same with yours, not only, but people love stuffing. Do you love stuffing? Yeah. Is there anybody out there who doesn't love stuffing? We loved stuffing so much that it wasn't only the stuffing that came out of the bird. It was, we had to do extra stuffing on the stovetop. Can't imagine what that stuffing was brand named, but we did it on the stovetop just to meet the incredible demand for stuffing. And then, of course, the side dishes. Some people love their sweet potatoes. I would not be one of them. Some people love their yams. Some people have got to have the cranberry. My tastes personally are very, very mundane. When I think about what I don't eat and what I do eat, it's kind of funny. And something has come to my attention, and this came up on David Bellavia's show, and I don't know if this is a craze because of something that people saw on TV. I don't know if it's something that people have seen on the internet, but I literally, and please don't hate me for this, I don't cook. I live alone. It would be a waste of time, resources, and energy for me to do a lot of cooking around the house. I have a kitchen, which apparently is for show only. Seriously, I just don't cook. But brining a turkey, I had not heard, don't hate me for this, I had not heard about brining a turkey until today. It came up in a telephone conversation I had on the drive into work, and then it had come up on David Bellavia's show, and I kind of felt like a jerk because I mentioned the brining thing, and I didn't realize that somebody had brought it up with David because I was on telephone calls pretty much from the time I woke up until the time I came on the air. But the brining, this is from thekitchen.com, while not a required step in cooking a turkey, brining can take your bird from good to extraordinarily good. Why? Turkey is a relatively lean bird, particularly the breast meat, meaning that it doesn't have a lot of fat to help keep the meat from becoming dry and tough. Learn how to brine a turkey with our simple step-by-step recipe, and you'll never want to prep it any other way. Brine is a basic solution of water and salt. By giving our turkey a luxurious dunk in this solution, we can actually coax a bit more moisture and flavor into our meal before it's ready to roast. During brining, the turkey absorbs extra moisture, which in turn helps it stay juicy. Since the turkey absorbs salt too, it also gets nicely seasoned. Even better, the salt breaks down some of the turkey's proteins, making it more tender. And there are entire websites devoted to brining a turkey if you don't know how it's done. There are step-by-step guides. Now, for some of us, eating a fried turkey, not a good idea. Oh, look, I'll steal the occasional French fry. I'll have the occasional onion ring, but if I get a basket of onion rings, it's three onion rings for me, and then everybody else at the table gets what's left over because I got to watch the fatty food. The same thing with salt. If you get blood pressure issues, probably not a real good idea to introduce extra sodium into your turkey. Now, it came up, again, we're talking to David, the tryptophan thing. That is an urban myth. It does not, there is not enough in there to make you tired, okay? There is serotonin in turkey. There's also tryptophan, but it's not enough that it's going to knock you out. Some experts say that one of the reasons you are so tired after you have your Thanksgiving dinner is all the carbs that you eat. Is that true? Is it not true? Don't know that anybody has gotten a medical degree by writing a piece on that particular part of the human digestive system, but it is what it is. So kind of curious about how it is you do your turkey. And I want to ask something else, too, about turkey. Is there anybody out there in Radio Land, is there anybody out there who does not do turkey on Thanksgiving? Do you cook something else on Thanksgiving? Maybe you do lamb on Thanksgiving. Maybe that is your family tradition. Maybe you do roast beef. Maybe you do steak on Thanksgiving. This idea that we have to have turkey on Thanksgiving, it certainly is an interesting one, but I wonder how many people still do it. Of course, vegetarians, they're not going to do turkey on Thanksgiving. What do you have vegetarians? You have, is it tofurkey? It's tofu that kind of tastes like turkey. So the thing about tofu, you can make it taste like pretty much anything, tofu. But what is there anybody out there who's got something other than turkey that they do up? And Pies. Would you rather have a pie for Thanksgiving or cake? Are you a pie person or a cake person? See, in our family, the only time we ever do pie is Thanksgiving. It's the only time you will see a pie anywhere near any of us. Personally, I'd like to see some of the pie replaced with cake. I don't think you can go wrong with cake. I could be mistaken. If you call now, it's going to be a few minutes on hold, so I'll try to help you out here. You can wait till a little bit after the when the news is wrapping up, and you can give us a call at 803-0930. That's 803-0930, *930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. And to you briners out there, tell me, for how long have you been brining? What got the brining turkey phenomenon started? Need to know these things. Important slices of life.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.